Ryan Shog from TSN joins us. And Shogger, the James Neal situation's interesting to me because he wasn't on the ice yesterday. Then they flew out. And today it's an emergency recall for Patrick Russell. So I don't know the exact rules on that one, on why it's emergency, because you could have just placed him on IR. So I have to think it's something that's not just as simple as like, oh, he's got a bum foot or knee or anything right now. Like I have a sneaking suspicion it's still somehow, post, COVID symptoms.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's been back and he's been playing games and he's been, he's looked okay. He's been practicing hard. I've been watching him in his skates with the taxi squad. He's been pushing himself hard. But I think we don't know what somebody might be going through. We hear lots of stories about people who months afterwards are still really struggling with various symptoms. So honestly, I'm not really going to speculate. I don't have any information. It is a little bit odd because, I don't know that anything happened in a game. Something along the way here has tripped him up, and hopefully it's not too long, and I certainly hope for him that he's not struggling with anything to do with COVID, because it can hit people pretty hard even after the fact, and you don't want people to be dealing with that. So I'm not sure, and the fact that he's not on the trip, the taxi squad's there. I'm not sure. He probably wouldn't be skating on his own back here or anything. So I don't know, man. Just hope it's nothing too serious for him.
Yeah, and so Patrick Russell plays his second game of the season. He hasn't played since January 26th. He is at a point-per-game pace, though.
He's on the same goal pace as Austin Matthews this year, isn't he?
No. He doesn't have a goal, buddy. Buddy, it wasn't a goal. It was an assist.
Oh, was it not a goal? I don't know why I thought it was a goal. I thought he scored.
Yeah. No, I got an assist. He's never scored an NHL goal. He's 0-for in 52 games. And but he did score in Vancouver last December 1st, and then the goal was reviewed on what I thought was a very bogus goaltender interference call. And so that negated. Don't you remember that? I just remember feeling like, kind of gutted. He's on the bench, and then they have the ref, and they have the vision of him, their split camera. And after review, no goal, and you can just see his head go down. It's just like, oh. And so that was 28 games ago. So we'll see. I predicted this. This is the not-so-obvious game day prediction, that now that it's game 53 for number 52, he somehow bangs one in off his face or stick or skate or something tonight.
Yeah, you'd think that the hockey gods would gift him with something here at some point. I mean, he's a hard-working player. He tries to do the things the right way. He's been one of those practice squad guys that is super patient and been working hard, and I'm sure when Dave Tippett gets his reports from the other coaches that he's as hard a working as anybody else out there. So, yeah, he's one of those guys that does all the right things and is limited in his skill set, but you hope for good things for him because he puts in the work.
Oh, yeah. Well, he'll come in. I don't know if there's that, different style between him and Nygaard, but, neither one of them have played a lot. More so, it's Caleb Jones. An opportunity for him to maybe follow in the footsteps of Lagesson and Ennis and Jujar Kera. When he came in, those guys all played well, and the coach was like, well, we got to keep playing him. And Jones is hoping he can do the same tonight.
Yeah, for sure. It's been a long haul. It was before February, wasn't it, that he...
Yeah, he hasn't played since the 31st.
Yeah, the 31st of January. I mean, that's a long haul. That's weeks and weeks here. So, I don't know. Can he step right in and just pick up right where he left off and look great right away and not have any sort of bumbles or anything in the early going? I don't know if that's realistic to expect. I mean, if a guy were injured for 3 weeks and coming back off of injury and after having skated and gotten himself in shape, we'd be expecting things to be a little bit rough in the early going. So it strikes me as a lot of pressure to throw guys into games that haven't played in weeks and with the idea that if you don't play well, you might be on the shelf for another 3 weeks. That's a bit of a ledge for guys to be trying to play the game from. And it'll be interesting to see how Tippett handles that, if he's got some patience or if it's just, hey, the expectation is the expectation and get her dialed in and go. But it's hard. If you're playing the game thinking if you make a mistake, you might not get back in the lineup for weeks. You wonder how that plays in guys' heads.
Oh yeah, no question about it. I think it's It's and that's, you know, it's unfortunate, but it might be that way because Lagesson played very well, and the only reason he came out was due to injury. And then you've got Ethan Bear, although I think Evan Bouchard is the guy who might be looking over his shoulder when Ethan Bear comes back in. But I'll be interested to see not only how Jones plays, but how much that third pairing plays, considering how little Bouchard played in the two games against Calgary.
Yeah. I don't know. When Ethan Bear is ready to go, is Evan Bouchard automatically an every night guy in the lineup? You know, did they just figure out who they can play on right, but Bouchard has done enough to show that, yes, he should be in every single night? I'm not sure that he is, and some think that he should be. Some think that they should just be patient with him and let him play every night and work his way through all of it. But I'm not sure that that's necessarily going to be a given. And you see the 5-on-5 minutes, the way the coach uses him, you know, he tends to back off in certain situations, there are still some things in his own end that he's definitely got to keep working on. You know, he's not where he needs to be yet on that front, but it's interesting. Do you think he's an every night guy? You know, has he done enough to show that? I don't necessarily know that he's there yet. What do you think?
No, I don't think he's a lock guaranteed as a guaranteed guy. And I just look at the minutes played. I look at Evan Bouchard, and when the puck is on his stick, he's an everyday guy in the NHL. But there's lots of the game where the puck isn't on a stick. And so it's a learning process. And right now, though, Ethan Bear is probably just as good or very, very close on the pucks on a stick. But he's better defensively. He can kill penalties. So Ethan Bear comes in just because he's a more finished product today at the NHL level. Not saying he's completely finished. He's got ways to go. But he's ahead of the curve right now than Bouchard. So I could see when Bear comes back that Bouchard comes out for Bear. Because I don't think Bouchard is, definitely when William Lagesson's back, the way he's played, they're not going to put Bouchard on the offside ahead of William Lagesson. I'd be very surprised. And if Jones comes back and plays like he did last year when Klefbom went out, then I don't think Bouchard does either. So, you know, there's a little bit of, you know, pressure on Jones, whether it's fair or not, to do it. And it's okay. The great thing about Evan Bouchard, it illustrates you don't have to rush players anymore in this organization. They've rushed guys, and I've argued and yelled and debated for a decade why it does not work 99% of the time. Right? Jesse Puljujärvi is a prime example. Look at Jesse Puljujärvi now compared to when they rushed him when he wasn't close to ready. Right? And there's lots of other guys we can put in that category. So Evan Bouchard, he can play on your team when injuries occur and he doesn't hurt you, but when the defense corps is healthy, I don't think he's one of their top three right defensemen right now today.
See, but the problem is, this is the issue. In a normal year, there's a real easy solution for that. But this is not a normal year. So if he's not in your lineup, he's not playing games at all. So what do you do? Like, I agree, you don't need to rush guys. So then put him in the American League and let him play games. But that's not the way it's set up this year. So if he's not going to be one of their top three right shot guys, if he's not going to play ahead, you know, Larson's playing better now. Barry's playing great. Ethan Bear's an important player. So what are they supposed to do? Just drag Evan Bouchard around on the taxi squad for the next 2 months? Like, you do have to consider the player's development, Gregs, and this year is different than any other year. So what do you do? How long is too long to have him sitting on the sidelines? It's one thing to have Caleb Jones there. Jones has a certain amount of experience. You know, for Evan Bouchard to be where he's at right now and not to be playing games is not an ideal situation. So it's not a, you know, if he's not going to be in your lineup, get him to the American League and get him playing is the conventional wisdom. But how's that applicable this year?
No, it's fair. But here's the thing. I can understand all that, but the Oilers need to win now. And so that doesn't mean that Bouchard's going to come out and never get in again, because Barry or Bear or Bouchard or somebody else could get hurt in a week or three
but
games.
Do you think it would be okay to do with Evan Bouchard what they just did with Caleb Jones? Because I don't.
If it's, well, yeah, but you know what? That's all you do. You don't just say, well, we have to play. Like, if Evan Bouchard sits out for 3 weeks, his career doesn't stall. He doesn't suddenly forget how to be an NHL player. It's not ideal, yes, but it doesn't ruin his development, because he would have played 4 games in that period of time by the time he got down to the American League, etc. 4 games, right? So it's not ideal, but that's how it's going to be for a lot of teams in that situation right now. And so I think Bouchard, when Bear comes back in, Bouchard will sit out. He might sit out, I don't know, 3 weeks might be long. But if he sits out for six games in 2 weeks, it might happen. Now, March has a very condensed schedule, so it probably won't be as much of an issue. But if Evan Bouchard only plays 10 more games the rest of the season, well, it's not ideal. There's
no
other
really
option.
Not ideal. And, and you could make the argument that, no, you'd be better off sending him to the American League and just, you know, writing him off for the rest of the regular season and letting him play every day. Because development, I mean, this is an important developmental year for him. So I wouldn't agree that 3 weeks of sitting on the shelf doesn't have any impact on him. I mean, it's not going to ruin him, but it certainly is not an ideal situation. I just don't know if carting guys around on the taxi squad, not having them play for weeks on end while they're right in the middle of these important, you know. And then you do, so you do realize, okay, have to get him in, and now he's got to play on the left side. Because who else are you moving over, right? He's the guy they're looking at to move over. You're not moving Larson over. You're not moving Barry over. You know, Ethan Barry, you're probably, I mean, maybe you can move Barry instead. This is, it's not, my point that I'm making here is it's not simple. It's not just as easy as, well, you go with the six that are going and sit the other guys out. And if it's 3 weeks or a month or whatever, then so be it. I don't believe you would want to do with Evan Bouchard what you just did with Caleb Jones. I think that that would get in the way of the player developing properly. If you're going to have him here, if you're going to have a player as important as Evan Bouchard here, then you have to be committed to playing him semi-regularly.
Yeah, and they might. Right? All I'm saying is when everybody's healthy, he's not top three, so he might not play in the playoffs. It's not ideal, but that's a good problem to have. And I don't really worry about the long-term ramifications if he doesn't play a few games this year. You know, it's not ideal, sure, but I don't think he can learn lots. It was Chase on talking about how come the guys who've come off the taxi squad have performed so well, just how hard they're battling in practice and doing stuff. So there's still ways to develop and learn about it.
Things Evan Bouchard needs to work on, he's not figuring out in practice. With the taxi squad, you know, the things Evan Bouchard needs to learn, he's learning at game speed. He's learning, and you know, so I mean, I don't think, you know, honestly, we're probably a week and a half too early with this argument. Like, it's, let's see what happens and let's see how they handle him. I think we got our first indication back when Ethan Bear was ready to come back in the lineup. We saw Dave Tippett seemed committed to trying Bouchard out on left because he wanted to keep him in the lineup. Now, since then, a couple of things have changed. His minutes have dipped a little 5-on-5, and a few things have changed. So let's see where we're at a week from now when Ethan Bear is back in the lineup and where Evan Bouchard is sitting. Because if this combination of events happen, it'll be really interesting. If Lagesson comes back and is healthy and plays well, if Jones comes back and actually plays pretty well, and if Ethan Bear is healthy, then that could stack up to an interesting situation for Evan Bouchard.
And also, the NHL list came out, and beside Edmondson on the COVID list, it has TBA, which I've never seen that before. And with the announcement of Russell on emergency basis, I got to think that's connected in some way. James Neal, I know he's been dealing with post-COVID symptoms at times. That's why he's been in and out of the lineup. And, you know, hopefully that the back-to-back games didn't, you know, because we've had people with it that say they feel good some days and then it's crushing them later. And this is months after. So, you know, that could be the situation with James Neal.
Yeah, Jogger,
have a good one.
We'll wait to hear. You too, buddy. Enjoy the game.